This is the Fermentation Workshop, and you are listening to the Fermentation Workshop Radio. The Fermentation Workshop, a project underway since 2021, is a research action that takes place in situ within the art institution, notably at The Head in Geneva. In most cases, artists produce physical and digital objects using resources. These objects, which we will call artworks, are normally intended to be exhibited. After that, some works are sold or preserved in institutions. The others are forgotten and left behind. And in most cases, these objects are thrown away after the exhibition. This action research investigates the process to shift it from the abusive capitalism dead end flow to join the resources of the artist by methodologies of the fermentation. Throw him away.
No, no, please, don't throw me away. I'm Jeremy. I'm a good vegetable. Please. They took great care of me at the farm, and I'm maybe not so fresh, but I'm still delicious. And you can cook me, or maybe you can ferment me. You can ferment me.
Hi, my name is Patrick, and I'm narrating this show. From now on, I'll explain how food waste is rescued and fermented. First, let's meet our friend Karim. Karim used to be one of the main actors of Arcade des Grottes, an organization that rescues food and distributes it to people with unconditional hospitality. So, Karim.
Hey, Karim.
How did you get this contract with Lidl to collect all these vegetables?
Alors, pour avoir obtenu le contrat avec Lidl, on a surtout fait du démarchage. On a allé rencontrer chaque gérant de grande surface. En leur montrant notre projet, en leur disant nos envies de vouloir faire ça pour la lutte contre la surconsommation. Avant Lidl, on avait des contrats oraux avec des marchands, on allait leur donner un coup de main et ils nous donnaient leurs invendus. Mais là, du coup, on est passé par la centrale à Berne, de toutes les grandes surfaces, on a établi un contrat. Où il est spécifié les denrées qu'on a le droit de récupérer. Moins d'imprévus dans les systématiques de redistribution, parce que le fait de travailler des contrats oraux aussi, c'était plus de travail pour une incertitude un peu plus grande. Disons que le fait de travailler avec Lidl crée un équilibre.
Does it take a lot of time to transport and distribute all these vegetables?
Au début, c'était hyper compliqué parce que voilà, j'étais dans l'émergence de ce genre de méthodologie de consommation et du coup j'ai passé 50% de mon temps à essayer de récupérer et de redistribuer à côté de mon boulot. Du coup on a commencé à créer ce groupe bénévole pour que des tournus prennent, pour que chaque jour il y ait quelqu'un, un groupe différent et un intérêt différent aussi à réveiller chez les gens, chez les associations. Pour récupérer les invendus et les redistribuer.
Why your association lets groups like La Soupe use the food rescued once a week?
Alors premièrement parce que c'est des jeunes, c'est souvent des associations émergentes qui ont besoin d'outils pour pouvoir se développer et qui à travers la vie sociale a besoin de nourrir des gens. J'aime dire que le meilleur endroit où on puisse se rencontrer, c'est autour d'une table et c'est là qu'on trouvera des solutions aux problématiques rencontrées durant ces dernières années lors de ce projet en impliquant un maximum d'acteurs et puis en leur faisant bénéficier des bienfaits et puis du conditionnement dans lequel entrer pour atteindre ces réflexes et puis apprendre à consommer de manière logique et responsable.
La Soupe is a moving collective born in 2011 at Boulevard Helvétique 9, whose practice is based on a simple concept. One meal, one soup.
Oh yeah!
La Soupe is a weekly event held at The Head in Geneva and participates in many cultural events. It is a moment of sharing, of meeting, and above all, a space for expression between surprising actions, improvised performances, makeup, skits, disjointed playlists, and sculptural cakes that turn into carnage when eaten. The soup offers a moment of freedom, creative. The leftovers, posters, bowls, sound compositions, photographs, videos, money, network, become material for the realization of editions, publications, CDs, dishes, performances, clips, which are spread on all surfaces. Jérémy, look, here comes Hajime to the rescue. Hajime is one of the members of La Soupe who is part of a courier cooperative called Go Fast. It's because they are the fastest couriers in the city. What is this huge bike, Hajime?
Ça, c'est mon vélo cargo. C'est un bolide.
Where do you bring Jérémy the cabbage?
Alors, je vais traverser la ville et vous amener à la cuisine. On n'a pas besoin de Jérémy pour notre soupe. Alors, on va lui présenter Byung-seo.
Oh yeah! Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. What are we doing here? On a plateau?
Welcome to today's show dedicated to lacto-fermentation.
Wow. Oh,
we are
so
pleased
great.
To welcome our guest
so
chef
people.
And favorite cabbage, Jérémy.
Hello. Oh, cameras everywhere.
We will discover together how to simply give a second life to our vegetables destined for the trash.
Thank you, Patrick, for the invitation.
So, chef,
hi.
How
hello.
Do we go about it?
How are you?
It?
You are Jérémy, right? Nice to meet you.
How does fermentation work?
I will explain step by step the important part of fermentation. First, the important thing is salinity.
Salinity?
Yes. Salinity is the amount of salt, weight, the total weight of the vegetables to be fermented. If you plan to ferment vegetables by submerging them in water, includes the weight of the water.
And then what?
Prepare 2% salt by weight. For example, to ferment 1 kilogram of vegetables, you would prepare 20 grams of salt, which is 2% of its weight.
Are you adding salt to the vegetables?
Yes, that's right. Toast with vegetables to mix well.
It's logical.
What do you do after that?
The second most important thing is the container.
Container?
Your container. So you need a container that can hold vegetables in a vacuum.
A vacuum?
Yes, lactofermentation is performed without contact with the air, which is an anaerobic state.
Can bacteria survive without air?
Yes. The important bacteria that undergo lactofermentation prefer a vacuum. Conversely, bacteria that pose a risk to our body cannot survive in a vacuum. Therefore, it is very important to store vegetables in sturdy containers that can maintain a vacuum.
So, you can understand that vacuum is a kind of purification process that takes the necessary bacteria and throws away the unnecessary ones?
Yes, that's right. Now, Jérémy is going to take a bath in this beautiful jar.
Do you feel something, Jérémy?
It tickles. It's like a jacuzzi.
The process is going on.
Oh. Hello.
Can you hear the lactobacillus coming?
Hello? Is anybody here? Ooh. Oh.
Don't worry, Jérémy. Don't worry. It's a party time.
Oh, yes. Delicious. Oh, this feels good.
Where and how should I store vacuum-processed salted vegetables?
The last important thing about fermentation is temperature.
Temperature?
Store your fermented vegetables out of sunlight at room temperature between 15 Celsius degree to 25 Celsius degree.
How long should we keep it?
Not much is known about the expiration period of lactofermentation. If the temperature is lowered and the salinity is increased to 5%,
It can be eaten even after 2 to 3 years after. Certain type of kimchi in Korea are a case in point. But in my case, based on my palate, I usually eat fermented food every 2 weeks. So, when stored at an average temperature of 20 degrees Celsius from the start of the fermentation, I see 2 weeks as an ideal time to taste.
Oh my god, 2 weeks without oxygen?
That's right. So let's summarize here. Fermentation can be summarized into 3 important factors.
Yes, that's right. It's first, salinity, second, anaerobic state, and third, storage temperature.
The salinity is 2%, and the temperature is between 15 and 25 degrees for 2 weeks.
Yes, and it's also important to keep it out of sun in the shade.
So, can you explain the menu for today's meal?
Okay, then, shall we start?
This one. This one is always the same, but with the is the also with the water.
The color comes from the red.
The pink red.
Nous sommes tous avec un...